Your AI demo works great on a laptop. Then you try to ship it, and everything falls apart. Welcome to Exploring Next, episode 349. Today we're getting into Mistral's new workflows. Their orchestration layer for enterprise AI just dropped into public preview.
And the timing makes sense. The model quality conversation has basically plateaued as the main blocker. What's actually stopping teams right now is the infrastructure around models. Coordination, recovery when something breaks halfway through, knowing what your agent even did, that's the gap.
Right, and the story is always the same. Pilot goes great, then someone tries to run it on real data with real users, and it just doesn't hold. Timeouts, no retry logic, no way to pause for a human to check something.
So what Mistral built is an orchestration layer inside their studio platform. You define workflows in Python, combining models, agents, external connectors, and those workflows run with actual durability guarantees. They built this on top of Temporal, extended with AI-specific stuff. Streaming support, better payload handling, observability hooks. The architecture is split. Orchestration runs on Mistral's infrastructure, but your execution workers and data stay in your Envi.
That split is actually a big deal for enterprise sales. Data residency is one of the first questions any security team asks. If the data never leaves your environment, that's a much easier conversation.
For sure, and the human in the loop piece is genuinely interesting. You can insert approval checkpoints where the workflow pauses without burning compute while it waits. It's suspense state and resumes when a human gives input. That's not trivial to build cleanly.
Who actually buys this? My read is heavily regulated industries first. Finance, healthcare, legal. Any place where someone has to say, here's exactly what the model decided and why, and here's who approved it.
That tracks. There was a comment that stuck with me. The hard part in enterprise orchestration isn't chaining agents together. It's deciding what happens when an agent is half right. You need rollback, audit trails, a clear owner for every action. That's where most AI automation pilots quietly die.
Half right is such a real problem. The model does 70% of a task correctly and then confidently does the wrong thing on the rest. If there's no checkpoint, no human review step, that just ships.
Yeah, and workflows gives you the scaffolding to put a gate there. The retry policies, rate limiting, tracing, those are all things teams were building custom anyway. Centralizing them is genuinely useful.
What's your honest read on the limitations, though?
The orchestration layer solves the coordination problem, but the problems just move down a level. Getting models to run reliably under varied workloads, not waste GPUs, handle traffic spikes, that's still messy. Workflows fixes workflow reliability, not model reliability. Those are different things.
So if your underlying model is flaky on certain inputs, you now have a more organized way of watching it be flaky. That's not nothing, but it's also not the full picture.
Pretty much. I think it's a real step forward. I just wouldn't oversell it as AI finally works in production. It's more like, now you have the rails. You still have to drive the car.
All right, Build Next. What do we actually try? Cody, kick it off.
Start simple. It's available through the Mistral Python SDK. So just pip install Mistral AI and poke at the Workflows API. Read through how they've wrapped Temporal, if you've used Temporal before. Seeing what they added for AI workloads is worth an hour.
For anyone who wants something more hands-on, I build a document review workflow. Take a multi-step process, maybe extract, summarize, flag for review, and deliberately put a human approval checkpoint in the middle using their pause construct. See if it actually resumes cleanly. That's the thing I'd want to stress test.
And if you're solo and don't have an enterprise use case, same pattern, smaller scope. Wire up a personal research pipeline, pull a document, run a model over it, pause for your own review before it does anything downstream. You'll learn the execution model fast, and it's actually useful.
All right. We started with, your demo works great on a laptop. Maybe now there's a real path from that laptop to something that doesn't fall apart. That's episode 349. Thanks for riding along.